Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday, Mama. Dorita Livesey. I want to do a little appreciation celebration for my mother. She's turning an early age. I'll see if she'll answer the question of how young she is today. That will remain to be seen. But anyway, here's something for you. Happy birthday. Call 1-646-478-0188. We're just going to go a little round, round robin, if you will, and just wish Dorita Livesey happy birthday. But before we can get around and do that, I know we're all waiting to hear what she has to say about events and current. What is that? Your article you wrote, Then and Now. Well, tell us about then and tell us about now. Ladies and gentlemen, help me introduce the birthday girl, Dorita Livesey.
Do all my talking now. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome.
Okay. I would like to greet everyone who's calling in. I love you dearly, and I am excited. Thank you, Tom, for caring enough about me to always try to have this special birthday celebration. And I'd like to say, just want to run this by you, that every day of your life is a gift from God. Don't squander it. Don't waste it being angry with anyone. Don't let it slip away by feeling sorry for yourself. Be grateful for this precious gift of life and spend it by being as happy and thankful as you possibly can. Let your mind dwell on the good things which have happened to you. Let gratitude be your attitude. Because you're assets, and don't let anyone spoil your day for you. Enjoy every day of your life to the fullest. Realize that you can add to the joy of each day by making someone else happy. And one final thought here I want to run by you. It says youth. It's not a time of life as we sometimes think. It's a frame of mind. Your life is not measured by years. Years wrinkle the skin, but to give up enthusiasm for life wrinkle the soul. You are as young as your self-confidence and as old as your doubt, as young as your faith and as old as your fear. And I would have to tell you about yesterday at the school, Anderson Livesey Elementary School, which is named in our honor, and I'm privileged to have been working there for the past 6 years. So yesterday was really dedicated to me, and they all made me so happy, from kindergarten to the fifth grade, all day with 800 children hugging and greeting, and I came home with flowers and cards and gifts, and I felt so privileged, so thankful, and exhausted. And that's all that I'm going to say. I'm going to listen to the ones of you that call me, my dear friends and relatives, and I just thank God for this day and this opportunity. To God be the glory. That's my theme.
Yeah. Well, you might as well tell them a little bit about how you got to school, or, you know, some of the activities that you've done, maybe some challenges that you want to see from other young women of color, or women in general,
mm-hmm.
or security community.
Oh, all right. You know, actually, when I think about my birthday today, I thought back into those years, because I've always, my goal in life was to try to make a difference, and it's been my choice, I guess you said, to change the world. And I've tried to do just that. I've volunteered over 45 years in Gwinnett County. I've served as first black juror commissioner twice, integrated about 7 jobs. And those 45 years of volunteering was non-salaried. My church, we come from 30 members to over 1,000. One time we had 1,500. So we lived in Chicago for 10 years, and after returning home, it was a time of integration. It gave me the opportunity to integrate just missing Georgia Power Company, downtown Atlanta, Continental Insurance Company. I've been the first black for about 7 or 8 times, and which it really wasn't planned, just that that's the way that my path was directed. And I tell everyone, I've done motivational speaking, and I said these things, these lessons were not thought upon me. It started even in Chicago, and I had opportunity there with the Board of Education, Head Start program downtown. But whatever, it's just like whatever I set my mind to do, substitute teaching here and Gwinnett in the 70s, I won't go into detail on how it was then when we returned, but that's why Gwinnett said I was the first. And I always say that I wasn't just sitting home watching television. I was out there trying to make a difference in my church, organizing, traveling, news reporting, 24 years. And And now when I look around, I say, here I am, 70. I won't tell you just how many years. But I'm excited, and that's why I'm so proud of my children. They certainly given me inspiration, grandchildren, and now great-grandchildren. And so you just have to, just seize the moment. The opportunity that you can make a difference, okay? Let it be your choice to change the world. Thank you.
Well, listen here. Let me just bring on a couple people and say hello to you and happy birthday and see if they have a question or comment or remark. I'm going to bring one. I have 770-899. Hello.
Hey, mother-in-law, I would like to wish you the best happy birthday ever. You are a fabulous, awesome woman that I have ever met with so much courage and strength. God has blessed you, and you have blessed many of us. Thank you for being so nice and kind to me and loving me.
Thank you.
And we love you back. Happy birthday, mother. Happy birthday.
You
happy birthday. Happy birthday, mommy. Love you.
Love you too. Say thank you.
Here we have 770-828.
770-828. Welcome
to the show.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Ms. Lindsay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Lynn Camp. I would just like to wish you a happy birthday. And I just tuned in, but what I heard just inspired me and rejuvenated me to keep on keeping on. And you have just been, you know, such an inspiration to me in the few years that I've known you, and I'm sure that you have inspired and will continue to inspire younger women from years to come.
Yes, thank you. That was my intention, and I have that opportunity daily as young parents come into the school, and I try to always give them inspiration and encouragement.
It's just so wonderful, you know, to hear your voice and know you're still out there making a difference. And as I move into what I call the silver years, you know, sometimes I get a little like, oh, I'm tired. Maybe I've, you know, done what, you know, I need to do. But when I listen to women like you, it just inspires me to keep on keeping on.
Thank you so very, very much. Thank you. And you have my turn.
Now, when did you meet this individual?
Okay, what was the name? I didn't quite get the name. What was her name? Excuse me,
you're
Tom?
Still on.
Did she say
Nan?
Okay, go ahead. Go on. Move
770-828. You're still on?
Yes.
When did you meet Director Lipsy, or what was the?
You know, I have not met her face to face. I just know of her, and I've been in large gatherings where she was, but I basically know her through you, Tom.
Well, you know, listen, I got WIP pass. I have at least seen her a couple times.
I want to meet her, okay?
Okay.
I want to meet you.
Can you give your name again? Can you give your name?
Yes, this is Lynn Camp.
Mom, you don't know who you have on the line. This right here is one of the best-selling authors.
Okay,
she lives
right
down there on North Lake, and a national known author who's just taking the time out to say happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Did I meet you at the school? She never met me. Okay, but tell her I'm looking forward to meeting her. Okay.
Okay. I've been looking forward to it also.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Camp.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on. Continue listening. We have 770-972. Let's see who we have here. 770-972. You have a question, comment, or remark, or just a happy birthday wish?
We're having the problem.
No, I think they're just listening.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. This is your neighbor, Betty Cheney. And I just want to tell my sister happy birthday and hope she has many, many more. And just tell her to try to slow down and just keep on living. And I'm going to try and get like her.
Well, Betty,
I love you. Betty, my sister. She's just my sister.
Betty, can you tell the world one of her best traits and one that probably annoys you? Only
one of her best traits.
But
Well, I want her to slow down because she tries to take care of everybody, the world, and everybody around her. So she needs to slow down and take care of Doretha Moore, and I'll feel much better.
Thank you. Thank you. I promise.
Okay. We love you, and have a good one. God bless you.
Keep listening in.
Okay, well, I got some good things going on.
She was almost getting ready to tell me that I didn't even know how to run my show. But,
huh?
I said she was almost getting ready to tell me I didn't know how to run. She said, I think you have some problems. I said, well, yeah, I saw your number. I'm thinking, uh-oh, Aunt Betty getting ready to do something.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, keep on keeping on.
I certainly will try.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we've been friends for more than 40 years.
Well, now, this is as we're coming around the corner, just doing a little appreciation. Obviously, you know, you said that your secret to the Fountain of Youth is to keep busy and to get involved in the community, in your church.
Yeah. Right. Positive thinking, positive involvement, and right. Giving inspiration wherever you can. That's as much needed. The young people, there are a lot of people who need it and need encouragement and, you know, in direction. And just show love, you know, wherever you can.
Now, who are you known as at the school these, you know, days? First off, you had a little situation and you were out for a few months, you know, for a knee situation.
I had a knee replacement. I was out most of the last year, from December until August of this year. And so I've had a very challenging year, but I'm doing much better now. I've been doing my therapy and everything that I should be doing, and walking without a stick and what have you. And I'm so happy to be back at the school, because one of the greatest joys, the inspiration that I get is when I stand in the kindergarten hall and to see the little children come in and they're greeting you and hugging you and, you know, and you try to say positive things to them. And so I'm trying to figure out, okay, first I'm known as Mrs. Livesey, but they think that I own the school. We have a beautiful school, we have 800 children, and so they think Miss Livesey owns the school, but actually this is a Gwinnett County school. We were privileged to have it named after my husband's family and the Anderson family who pioneered this community. And then after that, I've had the pleasure, my responsibility is diverse from one to the kindergarten, the first grade, and then added on to these responsibilities with selling ice cream to the children at lunch. So that has been one of the greatest joys I've ever experienced, because they're so excited. And now they know me as the ice cream lady. If I see them at Walmart or the grocery store or wherever, it's a mama, there's the ice cream lady. And that gives me a lot of joy, because I attended a conference in September, and the speaker indicated it doesn't matter how many degrees you have, a child really wants to feel loved. And so I think that's what they are receiving from me, and that's why they love me so much. And so I'm thankful, you know, for that. Okay?
All right. Well, see, you're like hitting, you know, batting 1,000. They like you, and then you're serving ice cream. Now, is it because it's the ice cream, or is it because of your aura?
Well, it's a combination.
A combination.
Yes, a combination of the two, because when they come to me, and at that point, while they're so excited, I have a chance to say something to them to give them some motivation. If they have misbehaved, that what we're expecting out of you for tomorrow, or something as simple as after lunch, tie your shoelace. You know, just little things. So it gives me a chance to really get more personal with them, and they feel close to me like that as a result of that. Okay?
All right. Okay. Well, there it is. And there it is. Speaking of there it is, 678-913. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question, comment, or just say happy birthday request? 678-913.
Hello,
get in there.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, 678-913. Can you hear me?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to say happy birthday to that beautiful creature that's been speaking.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Mom, do you know who this is?
No.
Well, she's going to be celebrating hers, I think, tomorrow. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. You know, right behind her.
This is Deborah Smith.
Deborah, thank you.
I was afraid I'm going to get home in time to get to the show.
Thank you so much for calling in, and you really made my day. I just love you so much, and I hope that you will have a happy birthday as well. And where's Rick? Where's Rick?
Well, Rick was trying to charge up his phone. He's trying to get on. I don't know. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is my sister, you know, Deborah Smith. She's from Lawrenceville, Georgia. And, you know, her and her brother are just like family. We're all family. That's all it is.
Yeah.
She's going to be celebrating her birthday tomorrow. So let me just ask Deborah first. What is the problem with all y'all women of your son? And why do y'all think you're always right?
There is nothing wrong with the women of our sign.
They are the leaders.
They are the leaders.
They are the leaders.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to send you a little post in a little while, Thomas.
Okay.
That everybody needs
trouble.
To have on their wall.
We are aggressive. We're pioneers. We persevere. And don't rub us the wrong way, right?
There you go. There it is.
Right.
You
hit
it right on the head.
Well, Dorothea, I definitely hope to see you within the next few weeks. I have missed y'all.
Thank you.
Hopefully my brother will be back.
Okay. Well,
all right, then. I love you all, and Tom, thanks for inviting me.
I love you, too.
Thank you, Deborah.
Okay, we have another. Thank you, Deborah. Remain online and listen in. I'll keep you mic'd, and you know you can say whatever you want, but I will mute you if you don't. I have 678-761. Welcome to the show. Your question, comment, or remark. 678. 761. Are you on?
Yes, Dorothea, this is your friend Evelyn.
Evelyn, I've been waiting to hear your voice.
Yes, every time I would call, they were telling me that you were full already, and I couldn't get through. But listen, I'm hoping your birthday has been a happy one. And listen, this is a shout-out for your children and husband. I'm hoping tomorrow your children will pamper you all day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Are they
thank
listening?
So
are they listening?
Yeah, okay.
I am.
Yeah, I want the children and help to pamper her all day long. Don't let her do anything. She deserves it. Hey.
Well, when should we come by and pick you up? handle all that.
Well, okay. Listen, once you do all that, I'll be happy. Listen. Listen, she deserves that and more.
Oh, I know. You're exactly right.
I love you. I love you, Evelyn. Love you so much, sister.
Love you, too.
That's another sister.
Another,
right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Family.
We have been friends for more than...
Over 50, 60 years.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
Wow, well, thanks so much, Evelyn. And, you know, the beginning of the holiday season is about family first. You know,
that's
and
right.
Wish your family happy holiday season, and thanks for taking your time out to wish my mother.
Well, thank you all so much. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
You're very welcome.
Can't think of a more deserving person.
Yeah, thank you, darling. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
And,
sorry,
and
I couldn't get on earlier.
That's okay. Well, hey, can you give me, you know, since you've known her for 60 years, I mean, yeah, let's keep it PG. What's one of the funniest things that you've seen my mom do?
Oh, Lord, is that, she's such a nice person, and then she has such a sense of humor and such a good spirit about her. Ask me that question again real quick.
What's the most memorable thing that my mom made you smile about or chuckle about?
Right off the top of my head, when she wanted me to read her, to listen to her bio, she was giving a speech, a Women's Day, she's a Women's Day speaker, and she wanted me to listen to her bio. This is about years and years ago when she was doing my hair. And I was listening. We was going on and on and on and on. I said, "Now, your speech is a little long." She said, "This is not the speech. This is a bio."
Oh, wow.
You know, give me time. Maybe next year I can think of a lot more.
You can't tell it all, Evan. You're my friend. You
can't
tell
it all
today.
We plan to put the rest in a book to sell.
Yeah.
I know. I've already signed the book. I just don't have time to finish it.
I know.
We have individuals online to be maybe helpful to do that. Maybe if we can, let's see, if Miss Miss Camp? Never picked up an
instrument.
Miss Camp?
Yes.
Are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, wait, like I say, talking about, now, you're, can you say a little something about, she said, book.
Stop, Manny.
Okay. But anyway, listen, as we're going around the end, first off, there, bring her back one. For a quick minute, say goodbye, and you know, if you have any contact information or if you have any needs for your services or products we sold between now and Christmas, please, you know, consider, you know, contacting me, Tom Libsey, Libsey, and find me on Facebook or T Libsey, Libsey, FLNB at yahoo.com, and advertising exposure your way. Miss Libsey.
Yes.
Can you close out with a few words? But before that, 678-886. Welcome to the show.
678-886. Yes, happy birthday, Aunt Aretha. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
I love you.
I love you, Dana. That's my niece, Dana. I love you, too. Thank you so much for calling in. And you really made my day. Okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I hope to see you soon.
I hope to see you soon, too, Aunt Aretha.
Okay, well, listen, all you all, thank you so much for being on the show. And, Mom, if you want to just give a closing word, thank you all, love you all, and be careful this holiday season. Love you, Mom.
Thank you.
Let me see what thought I want to leave with you. I think I just about said everything. I must be proud. Okay, be proud of what myself, and realize that everybody is different. And okay, and then another thought here I think that's very impressive about happiness. So happiness is something we create in our minds. It's not something you search for and so seldom find. It's just waking up and beginning the day by counting our blessings and kneeling to pray. It's giving up thoughts that breed discontent and accepting what comes as a gift heaven sent. And that came from Helen Steiner Rice. And I'm just, you know, I'm happy and encouraged, and certainly and know that the best is yet to come.
Well, thank you all so much. Thank you, Mom. Happy birthday. Enjoy the rest of it. You know, it's kind of hard to kind of figure out what to get somebody who gives so much. But
just having you and my
give
family.
Give money.
Hey, that's always appreciated. But to have the love.
Everyone said give money.
We have our own aid contributions. Evelyn aid. But anyway, thank you all so much for being on the show. And a hug and a smile and a look is all you need sometimes.
Thank you.
Buddy.
And thanks to all of you. I greatly appreciate it and hope to see you next year. Okay?
Bye-bye.
Thank you all. One love.
Bye.
Thank you, Miss Kim.
You're perfectly welcome.
Okay.
We need to get in contact.
Okay.
I'll face message you.
Good deal.
All right. One love.